wild side of Florida again. Florida Wild Quest is a free, fun, and family-friendly scavenger hunt. Grab your phone for this 10-day event all across the state. Explore the great outdoors and complete missions for your chance to win prizes. Florida Wild Quest takes place April 27th to May 5th. For more info, visit FloridaWildQuest.com. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Anti-Israel protests on another college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time Yale University. Where hundreds of students are right now staging pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New Haven, Connecticut, as police with riot gear stand by. While in New York City, Columbia University's president says classes will be remote today.
In a Sunday statement, she said the decision was made to, quote, de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Campus protests have gone on for almost a week, and on Saturday, some Jewish students were targeted with anti-Semitic verbal attacks, resulting in responses from New York City Mayor Eric Adams, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and the White House, denouncing calls for violence against Jews.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for the start of his first criminal trial that he calls political persecution. Opening statements are today.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
As Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court, the former president is charged with falsifying records related to the Stormy Daniels payments. An NBC News poll gives the former president a 2-point lead over President Biden, but Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
When RFK Jr. and others are listed on a 5-way ballot, that is a sign that RFK could be hurting Trump more than he is hurting Biden. Biden is also found in this new survey to be the better candidate on the issues of abortion and unifying the country, but on every other major issue, he is trailing Trump.
Israel's intelligence chief has resigned. Major General Aaron Aliva says he will carry the horrible pain of war with him forever after the agency he led failed to prevent Hamas's deadly terror attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is Florida News Now.
Those who care for the homeless in Florida will be closely watching a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices today will hear arguments about whether local governments can ban homeless encampments. Two teenagers are dead after an argument led to gunfire in what police say was a murder-suicide. It happened in St. Petersburg, involving a 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl.
The deputies said that the teens had been consuming alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine all throughout the day. During this hangout, the 17-year-old began waving around and showing off a gun that belonged to the homeowner. Detectives said all the teens played with the gun and took photos with it.
News Channel 8's Trevor Sahaki reporting. At one point, the 17-year-old shot the 14-year-old and then turned the gun on himself. Today is Earth Day. Two students at Tampa schools have been marking the occasion with a creative cleanup.
Students at Robinson High and Lanier Elementary in Tampa have been picking up trash from beaches and waterways and turning it into art. Jen Wan with the Florida Aquarium says they're using the artwork to remind people about the importance of keeping marine habitats clean.
Every little piece counts, so picking up this over here and picking up that over there, or even just recycling.
Students cleaned up more than 250 pounds of trash. The artwork is on display next to the Coral Reef Gallery at the aquarium. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
One of the oldest known manatees has died. Juliet was estimated to be around 65 years old and weighed in at over 3,000 pounds. Zoo Tampa says Juliet's health suddenly declined on Saturday. Juliet, along with Romeo, was transferred to the zoo from the Miami Seaquarium back in December. The Florida Panthers have taken an early lead in their interstate playoff series against the Tampa Bay Lightning, beating the Bolts 3-2. With Florida's news, I'm Chris Trankman.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West or at twofriends.com.
Calling all captains to join the 42nd Annual Naval Independence Boat Parade in Key West Harbor on April 26 prior to the Great Sea Battle. Deck your boat out and sail past Mallory Square with a battle fleet, then stay to cheer them on. Sign up online at conkrepublic.com before April 19th. That's conkrepublic.com. The Boat Parade is one of the fun-filled events for the 42nd Annual Conkrepublic Independence Celebration April 19th through the 28th. Brought to you in part by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council, DAC1, and Keys Business Community. The Florida Keys in Key West. Close to perfect, far from normal.
For over 27 years, Keys Med Spa has helped women and men of all ages look and feel their very best. At Keys Med Spa, we maintain the highest standards and use only the finest quality products for our procedures. Cool Sculpting, Bio-T, Hormone Therapy, Botox, Juvederm Fillers, Microneedling, and more. We have all the latest procedures that keep you looking your very best. All of our products are FDA approved and of the highest quality. Keys Med Spa Botox injections and every procedure we offer provide you with the quality you can always trust. And best of all, at Keys Med Spa, all of our procedures are overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson. Dr. Peterson has had a successful medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. For Botox and all of your spa procedures, Keys Med Spa are the trusted professionals to turn to when you want to maintain your youthful appearance and vitality. To find out more about Keys Med Spa or to inquire about the highest quality Botox, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9 1025. The talk of the Keys starting out at 79 degrees. It is getting warmer, and we are hearing further warnings about the upcoming hurricane season. Well, relative to those warmer temperatures, apparently the water temperatures continue to be very warm, so we could have a very active hurricane season. Keep that in mind. 84 degrees for the high. It's going to be a very nice one the next few days as we continue to celebrate Conk Republic, well, Conk Independence Republic days or something like that. But, 42 years, I believe it was. Mostly sunny, 84 for the high. Today, tonight, partly cloudy, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, 82. Much the same for the rest of the week, even into the weekend. So we like that. One other traffic incident to report. We did have one of our trusty reporters did mention to us that there is some construction going on as of this morning. Left lane northbound at Raccoon Key, I believe. Well, mile marker 6, we'll put it that way. Closed for construction, about 10-minute delay this morning. Otherwise, big cop it around those areas. Stock Island coming into Key West. Everybody wants to come to Key West, so it's a little bit congested. And Isle Mirada much the same. We now say good morning to Mayor Terry Johnston, speaking of Key West. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes, so thanks so much for being here. Another beautiful day, another busy weekend this past weekend. I trust that you had an enjoyable one.
I did. A beautiful weather in Key West. Lots of people here enjoying themselves, and just a good time to be around.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of people enjoying themselves. Of course, we have our studios and offices down in Old Town, and, you know, there were a lot of people out and about, even though they say it's supposed to be the start of the slowdown season. I don't see it yet. I'm not sure about you, but it's busy.
I have not seen it either. In fact, I was trying to pick up some dry cleaning the other day and get across Truman Avenue at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was near impossible. There was a steady stream coming from downtown out, and I said, in fact, I even said to the dry cleaner, I said, "Is it normally like this?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Every single day." She said, "I don't know where they're coming from or going to," she said, "but there's lots of people here."
Yeah, well, I would think you're entitled to a police escort to get across the street, but nonetheless, maybe next time.
So, I'll bring that up to Al, okay?
Yeah, please do. Well, or to Chief Brandenburg. We spoke with him on Friday. He might have something to say about that. So Earth Day is today, so that's a big event, and I know that Key West certainly has a wonderful effort towards staying green and sustainability, but yes. It also marks another momentous occasion in terms of sustainability.
It does. Our sustainability coordinator, the wonderful Allison Higgins, turns 50 today on Earth Day. So happy birthday to Allison. And she has done so much for the city of Key West as far as sustainability. And it is so important to us. Michael, in fact, on Friday, I had the privilege of speaking to a group of 30 college students from the University of South Carolina. They were here in Key West visiting. And it's just amazing how our young people have embraced protecting our planet and protecting our environment and you know, creating a better environment for their children. And they are just all on board. It's very impressive. And we've got a great future ahead of us if they're the ones that are leading the earth.
Yeah.
But we have lots and lots of things going on in the city of Key West today. In fact, right now there is a cleanup out at Beachside along that corridor there that gets lots of traffic and unfortunately lots of debris. On Friday, we're going to be on US 1 out by Dion's, and we're going to meet up with the crew from Stock Island, and we're going to clean that area. And then on Saturday, we will be at Grace Lutheran. And all of these things start at 8. We only ask an hour of your time, but it certainly has a tremendous impact on our community. And tonight, Michael, I'll be supporting Reef Relief at the Hyatt Centric, that's at 601 Front Street, for the first ever Infinite Bottle Celebration. And right now we've got an organization called Proud Source, which provides aluminum water bottles. And if you've ever seen our debris and our pickup on a Friday, most of it is plastic, and many of it is plastic water bottles. So the Proud Source provides aluminum water bottles for the Hyatt. The Hyatt collects them, sends them off to be recycled, and all of the funding that they get back from those recycling efforts goes right back to Reef Relief. So thank you very much to the Hyatt Centric, but that will be tonight.
Very good. Again, it is Mayor Terry Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West, on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. So, Mayor, I'm not sure, did we have some advance permission to divulge Allison's actual age? Or,
We did. In fact, she did it.
Oh, well, you know, I have her on periodically as well as a guest here, and I am amazed at the energy level of that woman. I would have thought she was maybe 25, given how she just goes and goes and goes. She's amazing.
And you know what? She is such a fun-loving person, too.
Yes.
I mean, the Papio event that we have, she is so creative. Every bicycle parade, lighted boat or bike parade, she will be out there riding. And she's just a fun-loving contributor to the city of Key West. So we hope she's around for another 50.
Yeah, well, and to me, 50 is pretty young, actually. So there's no disparaging there. But, yeah, certainly lucky to have her and all the team members that help her do what she does. Parking, let's talk about that.
Yep. You know, I thank you so much, Michael, for the opportunity, because there's several hot button issues that I'd like to share with your listeners. And these are issues that we get questions on every single week. But parking, people wonder, you know, what we're doing out there, parking, people parking illegally in residential spots and things of that nature. We issue, and I think this might be a surprise to your listeners, we issue about 1,000 parking tickets every week.
I get maybe 10% of those, but...
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you for contributing to
it. Yeah, I do, and I march down to City Hall, and I pay my dues, most certainly, but I try to feed the meter as much as possible. But yes, it is, there are a lot, well, parking enforcement is a big part of the city in terms of revenue, but also trying to keep people, you know, honest as well.
Yep. So. And we've got, you know what, we've got a number of residential parking places that are clearly marked. And if you do not have a residential parking sticker, you cannot park in them. So our parking department is very, very assertive as far as making sure that our locals have a spot to park, you know, when they bought that inexpensive parking pass. So we do take care of that. One of our biggest problems really is our privately owned lots in the city of Key West, because unfortunately their signage is very similar to the city of Key West public parking signage, and we get a lot of complaints regarding that. And the second issue that I'd like to just update your listeners on is e-bikes. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of complaints, as you know, with e-bikes, and yet they are one of the most cost-effective forms of transportation to get our labor force in and out of Key West every day. So our Key West Police Department, just to give you a sense of priority, they had a couple weeks ago 75 moving vehicle citations that they gave out in 1 week. And that's in comparison to 180 e-bike, bicycle, golf cart, and stand-up scooter violations. And we want people to operate, you know, safely. We want them to operate within the law. So the Key West Police Department certainly is doing everything that they can to make sure that that happens. And we are also trying to help that out in the city of Key West by providing new, wide, safe bicycle lanes. And that's part of our Complete Streets project. And that's thanks to our Director of Engineering, Gary Volnick. And you can see our efforts on United, on Southern Street, on Bertha Street, and also South Street for our new project. We're creating new wide bicycle lanes so that we can get these types of bicycles and e-bikes off of the sidewalks and back out into a lane. And then affordable housing. As you know, that's been one of our critical issues, and we have a wonderful Director of Housing and Community Development, Tina Burns, and I just want you to know that Tina answers about 250 calls per week, trying to figure out how people can find housing, where they can find it, who qualifies, who doesn't. And so I just want you to know that she is out there to help everyone. This week, just as an update, I'll be opening up, as you mentioned, the Concord Republic Independence Day celebration on Tuesday night in front of the Ingham. Yes. On Wednesday night, we're going to host the USS Key West reception here in City Hall. And on Friday, we're going to be in full swing for the commissioners with our first of many 2024-2025 budget season sessions.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, a busy time, certainly, and we encourage all to come down to the Concord Republic Independence Celebration. We will see you there on Tuesday as well. And, of course, the big sea battle on Friday, I believe it is. It's certainly in the spirit of Key West and the Concord Republic that those events go off. It's really a wonderful celebration. So, again, it is Mayor Terry Johnson with us. It's City of Key West, Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And I did see also that Key West Vice Mayor Sam Kaufman heading up the hospital task force as we begin those discussions also.
Yes, and I applaud Vice Mayor Kaufman. You know, it's something where we need to have a community conversation about it. We have lots of needs and concerns, and I think I mentioned it at the commission meeting, but, you know, in 2007, we had a commission retreat, and even in 2007, our number one threat to the viability of our community was a lack of health care in our community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it hasn't changed. We have a lot of needs. It's a concern of our community, and we need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we need those types of conversations to go back to the organizations that are making the determination about what kind of health care we are going to have in the future in Key West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that kind of gets back to the cost of housing and cost of living and that kind of stuff, too. I know that there's tends to be a bit of a recruitment issue when it comes to healthcare professionals and those who administer healthcare. So it's those are all big discussions certainly that we will continue to have in the future. So lots of things going on, and also just refresh my memory, Mayor, the bond issue. Where are we as far as that going to a referendum?
In May, we will have bond language that comes in front of us. The commission will approve the bond language. Then we'll get it to Joyce to get it on the November ballot. Mm. And in between then, we're going to do lots and lots of public education.
Yes. Well, I know that a lot of infrastructure and public works types projects, even the fire stations, et cetera, all are in need, and that is part of the impetus for the bond issue. And again, speaking with Chief Brandenburg, there are needs within the department there that the bond issue would certainly facilitate and help make possible. So there's a lot of different points in favor of really strongly considering that bond issue. So we'll continue to follow that along. Yeah. So it's
thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. So it's about time for you to skedaddle here, I think. But you've got a busy week as always. We will see you very soon. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
Just one thing, Michael. We only have one Earth. Please take care of it. And particularly in Key West, we're a very environmentally sensitive island, and we'd love to leave a wonderful community for our children and grandchildren. So please do everything that you can.
Yes, great parting words. Happy Earth Day. Please, everyone, go do your part to commemorate Earth Day today and every day for that matter. So Mayor Terry Johnson, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your leadership and service. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week, Michael.
You do the same. Very good. Take care. It's Mayor Terry Johnston, Mayor of the City of Key West, with us. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys will continue to remind you that there is some additional construction that is causing about a 10-minute delay, about mile marker 6. Left lane closed for construction, so there could be some issues there. Otherwise, US 1 is looking pretty clear at this point. Again, the traditional slowdowns to be expected this time of the morning in Almirada. Coming down the 18-mile stretch, not too bad. Currently, Big Coppet, Sock Island, having some congestion as well. But we stand at 79 degrees. We're going to 84 today. Going to be some beautiful stretch of days to celebrate the Conch Republic Independence Celebration, the 42nd annual in Key West. So make sure you take that in and take part however you can in Earth Day initiatives here as we celebrate Earth Day today. It's 8:20. On Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the Talk of the Keys, and we're back in a moment.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers. With financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
This is Ollie North for Four Star Rentals. Four Star Rentals is the most complete rental store in the Keys. They can provide rental equipment for every do-it-yourself project from your house to your yard. Bobcats, chippers, chainsaws, and tile saws, you name it, they have it. They also deliver throughout the Keys. That's Four Star Rentals, model marker 4.5 on Stock Island. These guys are really good. That's Four Star Rentals. Go see them soon.
Check us out. What Colonel Ollie North says is absolutely true. We're locally owned and operated. We offer a fleet of delivery trucks for fast all-in-one delivery. Four Star Rentals is the oldest tool rental and party store in the Florida Keys. We make it easy to get that job done for that party or very special event. We're located at mile marker 4.5 in Key West, or just call us and we'll come to you. Four Star Rentals, 294-7171. That's 294-7171. Remember, Colonel Ollie North never lies.
Attention foodies and music lovers. Experience the taste of paradise at the iconic Green Turtle Inn, your ultimate destination for Keys casual dining. Located at mile marker 81 in beautiful Isla Morada, indulge in the very best steaks, seafood, and pasta the Keys have to offer. But the magic doesn't stop there. Immerse yourself in the enchanting ambiance of live piano music at 8 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. Renowned pianist and singer Jimmy Burns, straight from the club car in Nantucket, is bringing his talents to the Florida Keys. And starting at 8:30 p.m., enjoy the fun of piano sing-along with all the tunes you know and love. Make your reservations now at the Green Turtle Inn, where exceptional cuisine meets the magic of live music and the joy of piano sing-along. The iconic Green Turtle Inn, your passport to a night of indulgence, music, and sing-along fun. Visit us at mile marker 81 in Isla Morada or online at greenturtleinn.com.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The talk of the Keys, 79 degrees at Key West International Airport. It is 80 in Marathon right now, going up to 84. And again, in case you were not aware, there is some construction that's causing some slowdowns. About mile marker 6, left lane northbound is closed for construction. About a 10-minute delay there. Now, southbound, no mention of any closures there. That would cause even more difficulty this time of the morning in that area. Can tend to be pretty congested. And speaking of roadways, we now say good morning to Richard Clark, Executive Director of Monroe County Transit Authority. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Hi there. So happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day to you, too.
Yeah, so I understand that your family took part in the tree giveaway. We were talking with Julio Torrado from Keys Energy on Friday about their initiative for Earth Day and providing shade trees free of charge, which really has helped a number of, beautification as well as energy savings for the past number of decades. So you're now the proud owner of two new trees, I hear.
We are. We are. My wife decided to, she chose which trees, and now it's my job to do the manual labor part of that process.
Yeah, you better get them planted in a hurry. That's,
that's right.
On the honey-do list it goes. Well, Richard, the affordable housing and transit, now it's not necessarily seen as, interlinked, but you have said that you're giving some discussions to highlight the fact that affordable housing, which everybody talks about these days, and transit really, they're complementary then.
They really are. The Affordable Housing Advisory Committee asked me to talk to them a little bit today about, what role mass transit can have on affordable housing and the ability of those in affordable housing to easily access transit so that they can get to and from work or to and from a grocery store or wherever it is they need to go. But those two things tie together nicely. And so much so that there are two avenues of significant funding from USDOT, one of which is it's called Transit-Oriented Development. It's a planning grant where they spend seven figures per grant, $1 million+. And they look at your corridor and they say, okay, here's where your nodes are. Let's look at where your transit hub should be. And if you're within a 2-mile radius of that hub, they will fund, I'm not going to spell out the whole acronym, just TIFIA funding, it's easier. And it's simply prime, whatever prime is. I mean, years ago it was 1.5%. Now it's more like 3.5%. But 3.5% is 50% of what a regular, probably even a third of what a regular commercial paper is. And the real beauty of that federal funding for affordable housing is that funding is long-term, meaning most commercial paper, you have to refinance every 10 years. This, you get 30, 40, 50-year note. You don't have that turn, which makes it an incredibly stable environment for affordable And if you're a commercial developer, every number pencils. You know, things don't pencil out these days because of interest rates. So we have to find other ways to allow people, incentivize them to do such a thing. And you incentivize them by allowing them to make a profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richard Clark, he is the Executive Director, Transit Authority, Monroe County, Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And we will have you continue to unpack those interrelationships between affordable housing and transit. But it does seem at the surface that it's pretty logical that the two are very interconnected. So a lot of planning is needed going forward. And speaking of which, you know, you were explaining just a few years ago, we came up with a plan for transportation in the county. Now there will be further discussions about the transit master plan. That involves discussions with FDOT, elected officials, and the like. So explain that.
So, you know, the Keys had did something really, really smart. David Rice, our county commissioner, was mayor at the time. He pulled together elected officials from each municipality, had our strategic planner at the time, Kimberly Matthews, head the effort, you know, and really took a look up and down the Keys at where we were from a transit perspective, where, you know, we needed a master plan. We needed to talk about how we grow and what's first on the list and what can wait. And so those conversations in an urban environment are done by an MPO, a Metropolitan Planning Organization, or a TPO, a Transit Planning Organization. They intuitively knew we have this hole, and so let's go out into the public. It's a very public process. And let's talk about what's needed here in the Keys. And so they've done some wonderful things. FDOT has been an incredible partner. You know, they had a list. If everyone on the list, at least three or four of the five or six, said that's important, that should be on the priority list, that got moved to the top. And so FDOT has gone through that list, some intersection improvements, some stoplight moves, things like that. Most of it revolves around safety, but I'll tell you, FDOT is just an amazing partner with Monroe County. Just Long Key Bridge and, you know, 7 Mile Bridge, both of which are on the horizon line from FDOT and budgeted for the future. I mean, that's $1.5 billion in and of itself. Wow. Those are tremendous projects. They're going to be new bridges. They're not rehabbing old. They're going to put brand new bridges up. So it's, you know, we've got a lot of construction. They're going to start in June on a nice stretch. It's redundant of the 18-mile stretch. Mm-hmm. And it's really not even resurfacing. They call it more like a recreating or, you know, it's not even a rehab. They're going to go in, they're going to resurface, but they're going to shore up some barriers. They're going to look at some infrastructure. It's a little more significant than you would regularly expect. And that's going to take about a year. So June to June, if not longer. You know how construction goes. So yeah. I would say, you know, on top of all the regular push every time we talk, I always tell people slow down. You know, we live in paradise for a reason. Slow down, take it in. Because, you know, it's going to get tough as things happen. And we need them. I mean, the Keys, you know, all of the county needs these efforts. And it gets more expensive because now, you know, we have an entire resilience effort on top of this and sustainable effort where, you know, injection wells that push that water down back into the aquifer easier and raising roads and infrastructure so that it doesn't flood at the king tides. Those things are important and expensive.
Yeah, they are. The 7 Mile Bridge, that's a huge project. Do we have a timetable for that and how long that might take?
You know, so they're going to start PD&E, planning, design, and engineering, or environmental, one of those two E words. That is going to determine, that'll kind of map out, okay, this is where it's going to go, this is how it works, this is what, you know, all of those things. That takes a solid year or two. It's real work, and it's, you know, it's 7 Mile Bridge. It's long, so it takes real work. And obviously, you know, from an environmental perspective, any bridge, especially in our waters, is going to take that much more effort. I know we have had several conversations about, you know, Snake Creek. It hasn't made sense yet. It's the last drawbridge, but you know, if you wanted to remove the drawbridge, the span you would have to on either side of that bridge, it's a pretty long run to, you know, to get it to the height you need.
Yeah.
In order to eliminate the drawbridge. And then that also, this is how why you do PD&E, because if you stretch that out, just that one thing, you start looking at the way station and how was that impacted and how does that change structure. So there's always layers upon layers on any of these efforts.
Interesting. Richard Clark, Executive Director of Monroe County Transit on Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. You had mentioned the Long Key Bridge, too. That's also slated for replacement.
That is the first one. So I would say, you know, as the planning efforts happen, as design, as construction happens, the first one you're going to see is Long Key. It's the one that's needed the most. And, you know, as FDOT has informed us, their plan is to rebuild or build, I should say, a brand new bridge. There won't be a rehab project. It will be a brand new bridge.
Interesting. So, and these, obviously, these bridges, until they're reconstructed, they are deemed as safe, obviously, you know, but there must be a reason that they're being replaced.
It's just age. It's the life cycle. It's obviously, it's a much shorter life cycle to resurface a road, but you know, road lasts 14, 16 years. You know, you just put it on a rotation. Obviously, bridges and that level of infrastructure are more like 50-year life cycles.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to stay ahead of it before they get to that point. And, you know, it's just part of the process. And you know, thank goodness we have such a good partner because, you know, FDOT understands that they need to keep US 1 moving, and it's our lifeline for the Keys and, you know, one of the crown jewels of FDOT's, you know, of all the roads they have.
And I'm trying to recall, how old is Seven Mile Bridge now? I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember the date. I know a lot of people in the audience are very aware of it right now, and it escapes my memory here. But it's coming up on 4 decades, maybe. I'm trying to
remember. At least.
Yeah, yeah. So at one point, we may have three different bridges spanning that 7 mile stretch for a while.
Ooh, I hope that would be tough.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they're gonna work on that construction accordingly. Here's the good news, yeah. You know, because they are, you know, going from one side or the other, it certainly is going to impact traffic. And there's no doubt about it. But as opposed to, you know, a one lane or 11 foot wide lanes like they, you know, have in other places, you know, we'll still be able to use the existing bridges the whole time.
That was my point. So at some point there might be the old bridge, the current bridge, and the new bridge all side by side.
Yeah, why not?
That's going to be not? Interesting.
They'll come. I'm certain the movie business will come here and film something because of it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's one bright side, certainly. So a lot of a lot of projects. We certainly, I think, are fortunate to have you at the helm now because there's so many moving parts that we need to keep track of. And again, that plus coordinating with South Miami-Dade and Isle Mirada and all the other, you know, intermoving parts, so to speak, that make up the current transit structure of the county. It certainly is a big job. So any other mentions that we should give right now as far as any upcoming things on the horizon that we should be aware of?
You know, not really. We've got our service. We should be through our procurement process here in the Lower Keys for Stock Island Key West service. And, you know, I'm going to head up to Isle Mirada in May and, you know, formally talk to at their next village meeting, you know, in May. You know, a little bit about what we're trying to achieve here. So, you know, the goal now is to make sure everybody is really aware of what we're trying to achieve and find out what the needs of each municipality is so that we can be a good partner.
Well, again, it is Earth Day, and the Transit Authority is certainly working on taking more cars off the road by providing other modes of transportation that certainly can help the Earth long term, and we will certainly continue to follow that along. We've had talk about, you know, electric vehicles in the past. I know Key West Transit is procuring an electric bus and all those kinds of things. So they go. It's all in keeping with Earth Day here today. So anyway, Richard, I know you've got a busy day and a busy week. We certainly appreciate you being here. Enjoy your new trees, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. You too.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Richard Clark with us, Executive Director, Monroe County Transit on Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So it is 8:39 now. Had a story come across the desk that lawyers for state education officials on Thursday filed a notice that they will appeal a court ruling that blocked enforcement of a 2023 law requiring transgender teachers to use pronouns that align with her sex assigned at birth. The 2023 law restricts educators' use of personal pronouns and titles in schools, but now the lawyers for state education officials have filed that notice that it will appeal that court ruling. So that's certainly interesting. A lot of ongoing battles in terms of woke and terminology and all that stuff continues on the state level. So we are hearing also about the House moving, the U.S. House moving to, well, that big, big aid package that has all kinds of stuff in it. Aid for Ukraine, aid for Taiwan, aid for Israel. It also requires that TikTok be sold by its parent company, which has ties to the communist government of China. Well, we now hear that 14 Republicans voted against Ukrainian aid, but all Florida House Democrats also voted for it. Among Florida Republicans, actually Florida representatives, opposition to Israel aid puts one of the hardest right members of Congress on the same side as the state's Democratic representative with the highest ratings for progressive organizations. Republican representative, make that, Matt Gaetz, Fort Walton Beach, stood alone among any Florida Republicans or Florida members, for that matter, of the House in voting against all the foreign aid packages that moved Saturday. Freshman Representative Maxwell Frost of Orlando stood with Gaetz and Republican Representative Corey Mills of Winterhaven as the only Democratic Florida representative to vote against the $17 billion package slated for Israel and $9 billion in humanitarian aid to Gaza and elsewhere. Frost raised the alarm. The United States is enabling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu bloodshed to continue. Quote from Frost, "I cannot in good conscience support a bill that will send offensive aid to support Netanyahu's war at a time when over a million people are on the brink of famine and the hostages remain in danger. Tens of thousands of innocent civilians have been killed, while there has been no indication that a change in course is near," end quote, Frost said in a prepared statement his office released. In addition to Gaetz and Mills, 12 other Republican votes from Florida were against the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. Representatives make that. Aaron Bean, Beach, you know. Gus Bill Rackus of Palm Harbor. Kat Kamick, Gainesville. Byron Donalds of Naples. Scott Franklin of Lakeland. Laura Lee of Thornestassa, never heard of that. Anna Paula Luna of St. Petersburg. Brian Mass Stewart. Bill Posey of Rockledge. Gil Stubbe of Sarasota, Michael Waltz, Palm Coast, and Daniel Webster of Clermont. No Florida Democratic representatives voted against it. The passage of Ukrainian aid, congressional supporters waving Ukrainian flags, had Waltz and Kamak agreeing on X that legislation prohibiting display of foreign nations' flags is necessary. Mills called the aid package passing a sad day, also declared on X, "There is nothing isolationary about putting America first," end quote, responding to those who had said his vote was isolationist. Goes on to say the passage of Ukrainian aid with supporters waving Ukrainian flags had Waltz and Kamak agreeing on X, that Congress needs to pass legislation prohibiting the display of foreign nations' flags. Of course they did. So it goes on to say that Democratic Republican Frederica Wilson said Saturday's actions took much too long. Quote, "Today it was Democrats who chose to stand with democracy, stand with freedom, stand with our allies, stand for civilians in need," the Hollywood Democrats said, according to a release from her office. Quote, "This is a pivotal moment on the world stage. The United States must uphold our leadership on that world stage." So there is a detailed rundown of which Florida politicians in Congress and in the House in particular had voted for or against the latest aid to Israel and others. It is 8:43 now, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, 79 degrees on our way to 84. Going to be a beautiful day on tap, and another number of beautiful days and a string of them as we celebrate Earth Day today and celebrate Conch Republic Independence. Celebration continuing through Sunday. 8:44 now on Good Morning Keys.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot key summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docs Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
The voice of reason in a crazy world.
Longtime trusted advisor of Joe Biden. I'd say he's probably in the Biden doghouse after these comments because he had to acknowledge a simple truth. The prices in the U.S. are still really high.
Sean Hannity.
And warning the president that he needs to make more progress in bringing costs down. Grocery prices alone are now up a whopping 37% higher than they were 4 years ago.
Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., sail into history with Keys historian Corey Malcolm, Ph.D., aboard historic schooner When and If at Perry Hotel Marina. For more information on other great daily events, visit conchrepublic.com.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trusts, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talent team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talent Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, and traffic still looking pretty good. As mentioned throughout the morning, there is some additional construction. Mile marker 6 northbound. Lane is closed, so keep that in mind as you travel up and down the Keys. Northbound, we'll have some delays there in addition to typical slowdowns this morning. We now say good morning to Sheriff Rick Ramsey, Sheriff of Monroe County. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning to your listeners. How's everybody doing?
Everybody seems to be doing great. A beautiful day here. We've had a string of some very, very beautiful days. Upcoming, too, the Conch Republic Independence Celebration, of course, is going on right now. A lot of people in town for that. And the powerboat races will take place this coming weekend in Marathon. So people need to be aware that there will be some traffic issues to deal with as a result.
Yeah, you know, powerboat race is always an exciting time for locals and visitors alike, and our teams coming down to race. The offshore powerboat race will be in Marathon this weekend running. Folks will start coming in towards the end of the week, and they're going to be in stage in a couple of locations. You know, you see them at the airport for the most part. There'll be some by the San Pablo Catholic Church, and they'll be launching and recovering at the boat ramp on 33rd Street, which is a very popular, busy boat ramp down by the Ohio School. But on Saturday and Sunday, we want to remind our listeners that boat ramp and that road would be shut down to through traffic. It'd only be used to launch and recover the powerboat. So a lot of our people do use that as a means to launch their recreational vessels that will not be occurring this weekend. And then there'll be a course set up. They side off the 7 Mile Bridge. There'll be law enforcement services out there, Coast Guard, FWC, Sheriff's Office patrol boats. There'll be a bunch of course marshals trying to keep people outside the course. You'll be able to anchor outside set areas to watch the boats as they go by. Should be a pretty exciting weekend. We hope a safe weekend. Last year we had some really bad weather where there was a couple of really bad crashes. So we hope this year it's better weather for not only the racers but also the spectators.
Indeed, that is true. It is Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys, and we appreciate you keeping everything flowing and keeping everybody safe there as we get some additional congestion in Marathon for the powerboat races. It'll be an exciting time. So we did have a 16-year-old. Occasionally juveniles find themselves in trouble, and this young lady was arrested on Friday, making a fake bomb and gun threat at Coral Shores High School. And you have emphasized many times that you do not take these things lightly.
You know, we name this juvenile. We don't generally name juveniles, but magnitude of this type of stuff, making bomb threats and threats to kill people and shoot people, I think the listeners have a right to know. I think the other students, other children's parents have a right to know who these kids are, decide if they want their kids to hang out with these kids or not, or want these kids at their homes. It's not to out them, but you can't do this type of stuff and just hide behind the cloakness of being a juvenile. So this is immature, 16-year-old, domestic-related, you know, ex-boyfriend with a new girlfriend. She's unhappy. So this girl contacted the Homeland Security, HSI, tip line and reported this potential act of violence at the school, bomb threat, going to blow the school up, guns, going to kill people. And HSI sent the tip to MCSO, being our jurisdiction. And we and the tip had identified male, female as the suspects. Well, we got those two juveniles. We interviewed them. They denied any knowledge, and to the point is that they said they thought it was retaliatory. They thought it was a this girl who was mad at them for having a relationship, and both our people independently identified her as someone we should talk to. So our investigation moved to this young lady, where it was able to determine, in fact, she was the one that contacted HSI, made a false tip, threatening to blow up the school and shoot people, and. So, you know, obviously we arrested her. I made the decision to identify her name for the same reason we just talked about.
Yeah, that's very well unfortunate, but it is a good thing that she was stopped from doing anything further, even though it was not founded. But nonetheless, she needs to be taken care of, and hopefully she can turn her life around. I know you always encourage people to
shoot. Yeah, for sure.
You know. So it is Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. I had Sean Brandenburg on, Chief Brandenburg on Friday. We talked a lot about interdepartmental cooperation that typically results in a lot of good cases being solved. There was a case that started with the Key West Police Department involving one of your deputies, and then your department has leveled some further charges against that individual.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to tolerate stupid behavior from citizens, visitors, or my staff as well. Again, domestic related, so many cases revolve around domestics. You know, Key West Police did a good job to arrest one of our people for a domestic-related matter where he was on a property and, you know, entered part of his body through a window. You know, for they charged him with a burglary and a criminal mischief. We've since suspended him without pay, and my intent is to terminate his employment. He's got a predetermination hearing coming up. But in the term after he got arrested by the police, we did our own internal investigation, and we checked our confidential databases to see if he used it to run anybody, and we determined that he misused our systems. We have what's called the FCIC, NCIC, David. These are all confidential state and national databases we use for a variety of stuff. We're able to track that he actually had used them multiple times that night. In the course of this quasi-stalking domestic matter between his ex-girlfriend and the ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, so we determined he misused our systems and for personal reasons, and that is a crime. So we did charge him for misusing our systems. Again, holding him accountable, sending a message to others who may want to use this system improperly, and letting the citizens know that we're not going to tolerate our people doing wrongdoing either. Yeah. And so unfortunately for him, he's been rearrested, this time by MCSO, for misusing our confidential databases.
Yeah. Well, you've always kept your people very accountable, very professional, and this is a case in point where that is continuing to be the attitude of the Sheriff's Department. So you speak about domestic situations getting escalated, and as you just mentioned, that last case had some domestic, motivations to it. Also, an 82-year-old Bay Point man was arrested Tuesday after firing a handgun in his residence. 38 caliber was fired into a door multiple times, luckily not in the direction of the victim, but the 75-year-old female victim was what this was all about, apparently.
You know, another domestic-related matter. All three cases we've talked about in your show today have domestic, related matters with them. Yep. 82-year-old male lives at Bay Point by the 15-mile marker. He's got a wife of many years, a 75-year-old female. She left the house, was out late. He had concerns that maybe she was cheating on him. He was mad that she was out so late, hadn't come home. When she does come home, he's very agitated. He has locked himself in the bedroom. She wants to get in the bedroom. He won't let her in because he's mad. She keeps trying to get the door open, and to the point that he's on the other side with a revolver, shoots him multiple times through a door into a bathroom, not in her direction, but discharges the weapon in the house multiple times. We get the call, we get on scene, and we determine that this was a domestic-related matter, what the fight was over, and we also the fact that he discharged this weapon into his home. So we did charge him with that crime. You know, you just can't be firing a weapon in the house because you're mad at your spouse. You know, someone can get hurt or killed. So, sad situations, but we see so much these days across the nation with domestic violence and the repercussions of this, where people make poor decisions. They make decisions with emotion, not logic.
Yeah.
If they would have been logically thinking, they wouldn't do the things majority of the time. But your emotions overpower your logical thinking, and with emotional thinking is almost always going to be wrong compared to what a logical decision would have been.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff, also, there was another case that kind of surprised me here. 20-year-old Homestead, Florida man robbing a 14-year-old, punching that individual in the face multiple times, taking $3,200 from that juvenile in terms of jewelry as well. So a substantial amount of jewelry on that juvenile, but then getting assaulted by a 20-year-old, but charges are pending, of course.
You know, these were casual acquaintance. This wasn't just a random attack. the 20-year-old and the 14-year-old knew each other, and some point in time, you know, had picked him up and was giving him a ride in the car. While in the car, an altercation, you know, where the money, jewelry took place, where the 20-year-old demanded the jewelry be handed over. The minor did not want to hand it over, so the 20-year-old then punched him in the face and nose area, which convinced him then to turn the jewelry over. He turned over the jewelry. When he got home, was asked about the injuries. He lied first, and he said he walked into a wall. And then ultimately, they didn't believe him, and ultimately came forward and confessed what really took place. And then the parents got involved, and you know, the sheriff's office got a contact. We interviewed multiple people, did the investigation, determined that this was a you know, what's called a strong arm robbery. You know, no weapons involved, but through fear, intimidation, or violence. And that there were known perpetrators and suspects and victims in this case. They were all known, which is not uncommon. But you deal with sketchy people because you know them casually. Doesn't change the fact that people can do stupid things pretty quickly. Yeah. And we always tell our listeners, no matter who they are, stop and think before you speak. Stop and think before you act. For every action is a reaction. The reaction here is, again, a poor decision on this 20-year-old male. He's going to be held accountable for the battering of the minor. And stealing the minor stuff for what? Nothing. You know, it's stupid. But at the end of the day is we continue to hold people accountable, keep sending a message, and trying to ward off these type of things from occurring by presence and by letting people know that this is going to occur.
Yeah. And one final case I saw here, it again, illustrates that your sheriff's deputies are in danger, you know, at a moment's notice here, and it's certainly unpredictable, but... Luckily, it didn't get escalated beyond this, but an intoxicated man, a disorderly intoxication, the 41-year-old Key Largo man, tried to push, pull, grab, pull away from deputies while they were attempting to escort him off a property after he was trying to open locked doors, etc. They were just trying to do their job, that is, the deputies, to escort him off, and he basically resisted all along the way.
Yeah, this case of just stupid 101. You know, he shouldn't be doing what he's doing in the first place, you know, checking doors and trying to rifle through stuff. But, you know, and this, but escalates when we're out there. Even if you're getting handcuffed, you're not going to get away. We know who you are. You're already going to jail. To try to pull, kick, you know, attack an officer only makes things worse. You may be getting picked up on a misdemeanor charge majority of the time. But when you kick, punch, or take any act of violence against a police officer, that's an automatic felony. Called battery on a law enforcement officer, you know, you just enhance your situation from a not too big a deal to a really big deal. And, you know, so we deal with this on a regular basis. People, again, are emotionally thinking, not logically. The logical person would say, okay, don't make the situation worse. Don't keep digging your ditch. You know, I got to deal with this minor issue. Don't make it to a major issue.
Yeah. Well, and intoxication, that's throughout this story here. So certainly, you know, too much alcohol leads to some bad things with some people. So,
well, we keep talking to you about alcohol-related and domestic-related. You know, another case up that way, domestic-related call. Mm-hmm. Had a call from citizens about a male who was battering and throwing a female down to the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, we get on scene. You know, she's not cooperative. This is a domestic violence situation. She's not cooperating. We had three independent witnesses who said the same thing, that they saw him manhandling her, grabbing her, throwing her down to the ground. And while she didn't have any real signs of injuries, but her clothing was dirty and filthy, as if she'd been thrown on the ground, was rolling on the ground, had dust, dirt, you know, grass all over her. And same thing here. We went to make an arrest on him, and then he did the same thing as your last person we just talked about, started pulling, resisting, and struggling, and kicking at officers, and... You know, just none of this stuff makes any sense, you know, in the day. But so much we deal with is just what you said, Mike, is alcohol-related and or domestic-related. And both are really serious, dangerous calls for police because under alcohol, people are not thinking rationally. Their irrational thinking and their behavior is unpredictable. And domestic violence, again, people are charged up with emotion, adrenaline. They're not thinking clearly. And clearly, they already have anger management issues if we're involved in domestic matters with them. So these are two really dangerous calls and some of the more prevalent calls we deal with.
Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate you going through these cases with us, and the hope is that our listeners can learn from other people's mistakes and misdeeds and bad actions and avoid doing them themselves. So certainly we appreciate you, you know, detailing these for us, and again, we certainly benefit from that. So Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. I think we covered a number of issues this week. I didn't see any drug cases in the news this week. That's certainly good news. Hopefully we're curtailing that activity as well through your very hard work.
Yeah, how unusual not to have a drug-related case in our segment. So I'm glad to hear that. You know, maybe it's helping at some levels. We surely hope so.
Yes.
That's our goal.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you, sir. You certainly be safe. Thank your entire team from us and from our listeners for what they do every day. And you certainly have our full support. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Listeners, take care all. Yes,
sir. Thank you very much. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And it's almost time for Glenn Beck. He'll be having...